I'm Shirley Carey.
So how do you feel today?
Full of anticipation, I suppose. Not trepidation, because what will happen will happen. But I've been here a very long time. I have seen many, many changes. And my husband used to say, give them 5 years when they come, full of enthusiasm, etc., and ideas. If they stay after 5 years, good. But I've been here long enough to see the last foothold of feudalism, which is the reason I came. I came to do a community study of Sark. As an anthropologist, the last foothold of feudalism sounded very culturally persistent. So I wanted to see how that worked.
So you've seen changes over the years?
Very much so. They haven't all been as fast. So we're all going to be sitting at home with a peppermint tablet, you know, after dinner mints and all that sort of thing, thinking, what have we done?
Yes, it's Paul Burgess. I'm the publican of the Bel Air Inn.
Have you voted?
I have.
For 28 people?
No. Not far off 28, but not 28. So, it's very difficult. Some people say you've got to vote for 28 because you've got to put 28 people in, but I think, Percy, I vote for the people I think that probably do a good job. So, regardless of which side of the fence you are on.
So how does it feel today? Historic moment?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. I hope there's no recounts or anything that goes through to the middle hours of the morning, but we'll wait and see.
And you're one of those who supports the work of the Barclay twins here. You're on their approved list, indeed.
Yes, I mean, I not so much support the Barclays, but certainly support the investment, but I speak for the working man at the end of the day. You know, not a lot of people do, and people say I should vote for the majority, but I think the minority of people do need a voice as well. So it doesn't always go down too well, but I think the working man they vote, so they deserve to have a voice in chiefly, so, and hopefully will continue to do so.
Peter Stice did.
And you're standing for election.
I am indeed.
So you voted and voted for yourself?
Voted for myself and 27 others.
It's quite tricky working out.
I have never counted a sheet of paper so many times as I did those crosses. Incredibly nerve-wracking. I couldn't believe something could be so serious. So it's one of the most important days of my life.
Susie Thorpe.
What do you do here, Susie?
When we have a house on the island, I used to be on the Chief Please. I used to come over. We have a house, a tenement. Well, it's great. I think it's good for the island. They wanted it to happen. They wanted the island to be more democratic. And that's what you have to. You have to listen to the people that actually live on the island. I think issues are that they have a good, sustainable economy, that they try and raise tourism, and that they can run and live on the island and not to spoil it. And no helicopter pads, please, and just give it the island that it is, and that's what people want on this island.
It's all got quite bitter, hasn't it?
Oh, it's got very bitter, and it's very sad, because you didn't have to be like that, and you didn't have to have so many horrible anonymous letters and giving people bad names, when actually they're working so hard. They live on the island. They want to make it a good place to live, and you have to listen to them, and not people that really don't know anything about it.
Big day for the island?
Yes, a big day for the island. It certainly is.
What's that you've got there, then?
This is the ballot box and the voting papers. And all the relevant paperwork that goes with it. Could you get that door for me, please?
Good. Thank you.